It's been quite a week in Cleveland, Ohio for the Republican National Convention. And every morning this week, we've had the opportunity to check in with Buffalo News political reporter Bob McCarthy. We get him one more time for a bit of a review. Bob, good morning to you.
Hi, Jay.
All right, Bob, you were on the floor when Donald Trump was speaking. You've had a great seat and a good look at how things have gone all this week. So I'm curious, what were your impressions of Mr. Trump's speech last night?
Well, no question that he came out the darling of the Republican Party, and I think that he may be grasping that there are some things that you have to do conventionally, no pun intended here, to win the presidency. And one of them is to deliver a convincing and professional acceptance speech, and I think that's what he did last night for a lot of reasons. This worked for him because I think people wanted to see him on a presidential podium in a presidential way and deliver what his ideas were as if he can be president. And there's always been this question about this, about whether he can. So I think that he did accomplish one of the main objectives of a convention, and that's to deliver his message and to deliver it forcefully. And I think it was a successful speech for him last night. It looks like the post-speech surveys backed that up.
You know, Bob, of course, most of the week you were also spending a lot of time with that New York delegation. Your story in today's paper kind of highlighting the plans moving forward for some people that are already, I guess, maybe taking the energy from this convention and looking forward to statewide elections in a couple of years, perhaps challenging Governor Cuomo. You mentioned some names who might be part of that. We've heard of Rob Astorino. We've heard of Carl Palladino, who you wrote extensively about and some of his thoughts about moving forward, but also a new name, Mark Molinaro. Give us some thoughts about how the delegation is moving forward towards perhaps a challenge against Governor Cuomo.
Well, you know, that's another right of these conventions, I think, Jay, was where everybody does come together here. So it's a place where these guys can kind of just make the rounds and make some contacts and start beginning to raise some money. And so there is a new name in there, Mark Molinaro, the Dutchess County executive, who's a young guy and is trying to meet some people and come up through the ranks. He has been out to Buffalo a couple of times and has begun to meet people, so it's a serious kind of thing. Probably Rob Astorino has the inside track at this point because he does have $1.7 million in the bank, which is nothing compared to like $26 million or something that the governor has. Mm. But it is a good start, and I think he made a lot of friends his last time around, and I think it was always his intention to try this again when Cuomo was not as popular. That's the argument these guys are making, that Cuomo's shelf life is expiring, that people are tired of this approach and would be amenable to a new one. But as we know, it is a very tough sell in a state with 3 million more Dems than Repubs, and that so far nobody has been able to overcome that since Governor Pataki was the last Republican to win statewide anything, and that was back in 2002. So it's getting tougher and tougher, but these guys think they can make the case.
Now, of course, no rest for the weary for you, Bob. You're going to be hopping down to Philadelphia for the Democratic Convention. You're heading out this weekend. That being stated, before we move you out of Cleveland, since you were there and covering so many different stories, I'm just kind of curious, you know, what maybe is a particular takeaway for you from this week's events?
Oh, one of them, not the major one, but one is, I think, Donald Trump's family. It turned out to be a tremendous asset for him. His sons and his daughters spoke. His wife spoke. His wife got into a rough spot there, but I think people ended up feeling sorry for her over those plagiarism charges. But his kids particularly were poised and said the things that needed to be said about him in a humanizing way, because he needs to sand off some of those rough edges. And his kids were particularly adept at doing that, I think, and turned out to be a real asset.
And Bob, of course, you've been a nice asset for us in Western New York, providing us updates and some perspective from Cleveland this week. We look forward to talking to you in Philadelphia next week.
I enjoyed it, Jay. Thanks.
Buffalo News political reporter Bob McCarthy with us this morning on WBFO.